Your Daily Devo for December 12, 2025, titled Obvious Bait, Hidden Hook, written by Jay Drury, read by Marie Drasik. Let us help you build, because like you, we seek your God and have been sacrificing to him since the time of Esarhaddon, king of Assyria. Ezra chapter 4, verse 2. Thomas Brooks, in his book Precious Remedies Against Satan's Devices, warn believers, saying that Satan, with ease, presents falsehoods to us with his bait, then with a hook leads us astray, and leaves us with the consequences of our decisions. This warning is a call to avoid the immediate pleasure offered, the bait, so as to not fall into the hook, which is the lasting consequence of that sin. In this passage, the Israelites were baited by this device and presented with an alluring opportunity to receive help in building the temple. But because of their conviction and discernment, they said no. This decision protected their people, the work God had for them, and the call to follow Osiris's edict. It was theological, legal, and protective because of the sacred work involved. The bait was having help in the manual labor of building the temple, while the hidden hook was disobedience to God, Cyrus, and infiltration from their enemies with unknown consequences. The Israelites denied the bait and thus avoided the hook despite the cost. We must follow the example of the Israelites in denying the bait and avoiding the hook, especially in a new transition, such as when the Israelites came back from exile. It can become very easy to say yes to the easiest option instead of having patience for the best. Today's action step: deny the bait and avoid the hook when you face difficult decisions. This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.